Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Adam Feiner of the News Tribune. And, Adam, we got a lot to talk about this week, but it's not really about games per se. So we'll kind of get to the upcoming week in a minute. But before we kind of get to that, let's look back real quickly on last week. Last time the Cavaliers took the field, it was a 51-6 loss to Helias. We kind of figured it might be a loss. We kind of figured it might be maybe a potentially an ugly score-wise loss. Mm-hmm. How did that one play out in terms of, I mean, obviously Helias has an offense that's going to be tough to stop, and they proved it by scoring 50-plus.
Yeah, and did it both on the ground, in the air. You know, just a really balanced offense. And quite frankly, I talked to Cameron McDaniel, the defensive coordinator at Capital City, beforehand, and he knew the test they were in for.
Sure.
You know, Helias scores on their first seven possessions, does it effectively in a balanced way, mix of big plays, mix of chunk plays on that first drive. So really, I think you can take solace, especially if you're Capital City, in the second half effort, quite honestly.
All right.
You know, Capital City gets a punt blocked right away in the second half and gets, you know, stands up, forces a field goal, and then gets the final five first downs of the game.
Right.
The only five first downs of the second half.
Okay.
And then to score on 4th and 12, too, in Helias territory, I think that was really key, and I think McDaniel was quite pleased with it, and I think the kids kind of took solace in, okay, you know, we had something good building toward the future.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the future is even farther into the future as you know, you don't envision it this way, but here's what happens. The next two games for Capital City have been canceled because of COVID concerns. So it means you're talking about scheduled games with Smith Cotton and Winnetonka. The bad part is getting games canceled. Obviously, that's the worst part. But a bad thing is the fact that, you know what, it's a shame that in many ways that you don't get to play the Smith Cotton game, because if, you know, you're looking at kind of the remainder of the schedule and you're highlighting games where, you know what, you've got a better than puncher's chance of winning those games and maybe getting your first game, as the fact that you're now 0-6 overall and 0-5 in the Central Missouri Activities Conference, you look at it and go, okay, that Smith Cotton game was the game where, you know what, we're looking for our first varsity win. This is a game where we're spotlighting on it, and now because of COVID, that gets taken away. So how tough is that going to be just mentally for the Cavaliers to get to that point where you just go, man, that was a game we really wanted to play?
Yeah, I think it is really mentally tough, quite honestly. You know, you've got some kids coming back. You're trying to fight injuries. You've got a team in Smith Cotton, too, that's dealing with their own COVID concerns, because
sure,
they had been, well, their program was put on pause in week six.
Right.
And they're going to end up making up that game against Battle, but they dealt with their own stuff, too.
Sure.
So it's kind of two similar situations. I think it's really tough, quite honestly, for Capital City to kind of get over, because I think they were highlighting that game.
Yeah.
You know, you try to get through Helias, from what I understand, injury-free. But it's really a winnable game against Smith Cotton.
Yeah.
You know, a winless team themselves. You know, you might be catching them at the right time with their struggles. And you look at Winnetonka, that's, again, another game against a really quality opponent.
Sure.
And 6-0 right now.
Right.
To go on the road and really to see the character of Capital City.
Yeah.
How are you going to respond to a two-hour bus trip?
Right.
And then go play an undefeated team?
Yeah.
I think losing both of those it hurts.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then you factor in the fact that because of the timetable of things, so now basically you're off until October 19th. Mm-hmm. Not only does that stink because you're off until October 19th, but then you're looking at the fact that, okay, your next game schedule on the schedule is October 23rd, home against Kirksville. So not only do you have to be off for the next couple weeks, but then once you're off for the next couple weeks, you've really got kind of a limited like 4-day window where it's just like, okay, once we get back to on the field stuff and we can kind of start putting in a game plan, everything's accelerated that week because you're just talking about a shortened preparation week. So it not only hurts you this week, it hurts you next week, it hurts you the week when you finally get to play again.
Right, absolutely. You know, you're kind of in a routine, really, as right. you're going through the season. You know, it's Friday game, and then Saturday recovery lift, watch film. Spend the weekend watching film. Monday, probably more film. You do a walkthrough. Tuesday, you've got pads on. Wednesday, you've got pads on. Thursday, walkthrough. Then Friday game again. Yep. It's routine. These coaches are used to it. The players are used to it. So to get out of that routine, it's got to be really hard, quite right. honestly.
And you're also talking about once you come back, you know, Kirksville right now is 4-2. We don't know how the next couple weeks are going to play out. But you're talking about a team that, you know, if they can win their next two and kind of keep momentum rolling and keep a winning season rolling, all of a sudden you're talking about, you know, you're getting a team that maybe is coming in hot. You're a team that is the definition of coming in cold. You're coming right. in off of literally no activities for 2 weeks. And so it's just one of those things where nothing about this scenario is great for the Cavaliers.
No. You know, if anything, it's going to reflect the character, how they respond sure. to these cancellations, yep. too.
True.
You know, we're going to talk about virtual practices that they're going to hold. The coaches are still trying to figure that out, too.
Right.
So they're going to try their best, of course, to get back October 19th on the field.
Yep.
And then try to prepare for Kirksville, but right now, it's just about kind of taking care of themselves, turning the focus to, you know, health concerns within the program.
Sure.
You know, kids living with grandparents or parents that may be susceptible to this virus. So the focus really isn't on football. I know they're going to have practices.
Right.
But Coach Jolly talked to him yesterday on the phone. He echoed those same sentiments.
Yeah.
You know, the focus is... It's more on health
right.
than anything else on football right now. So that's going to make it even harder to kind of flip that switch then if they do get back October 19th and say, all right, you know, we've got a game here Friday.
Right.
It's kind of ready or not to yeah. try to get ready for week 9 and then the district game.
Yeah. You mentioned it, but like so many things these days, the Cavaliers are going to be going virtual. It's going to yeah. be, a, you know, you've done virtual learning, you've done virtual work if you're you know, of work age, you've done virtual this, you've done virtual that. Now it's going to be virtual practice. I know they're still trying to figure out the ins and outs of how that's all going to play out, but the big thing is just you know nobody kind of knows how to approach things. So I think. Just, again, we've talked about it before, but just being able to roll with the punches, be flexible, be adaptable, that's going to be proven out again as the next couple weeks play out.
Yeah. It's, you know, you kind of look at the end of last school year and say, okay, well, a lot of these kids were put in tough situations. Everybody kind of didn't really know what was going on.
Right.
They were just trying to figure out, well, now kids have the hang of the technology. Coaches should have the hang of technology, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they should be able to watch film together, watch film on their own, too.
Right.
And then get together as far yep. as video conferencing, Google Meet, Zoom.
Yep.
Be it position groups as an offense or defense.
I was going to say, that's to me the more interesting thing is just how the actual nuts and bolts of it work out from the mm-hmm. standpoint of, okay, you're, you know, because, you know, I think one thing that everybody who's learn to work in a Zoom world has said that, yeah, Zoom's great to a point, and Zoom's great until you get too many people involved, and then all of a sudden it becomes a nightmare. So I guess for the Cavaliers, the big thing is to try to figure out, okay, what's the secret sauce? What's the use of this where it's actually going to be productive rather than reductive and go, okay, how can we make this the best thing possible? So is it just a matter of smaller is better, position groups maybe is better? How much of it is just, well, we don't want to have to, if you're the head coach or, you know, and you're involved in a lot of this, you don't want to be on 57 different, you know, Zoom right. meetings where you're just going, okay, now I've got another one, and now I've got another one. And,
yep.
I mean, yes, while the same, you want to make sure that attention and detail is there because coaches like that, but at the same point, you also have to be, okay, what's the best use of your time and how to manage these things? So I guess it's finding that balance is going to be the interesting part.
Yeah, it's going to be the interesting part for the coaching staff, especially Shannon Jolly being the head coach, wanting to, you know, get in on the offense, the defense, special teams too. It's going to be interesting for players.
Sure.
I mean, some of these kids don't leave the field very often. Yeah. They're playing both sides of the line, or they're playing wide out and cornerback. So that's going to be interesting to see how they handle, you know, are we going to split it up position group-wise? Mm-hmm. What time are we going to meet? Who talks? There's just so much that goes into it. And quite honestly, I think, you know, having been to practice and everything, every coach has an itinerary of what is going to happen at practice. Here's what's going to go on from 4:30 to 5, 5 to 6. We're going to do team offense, team defense. I think you kind of need to send out something to within the program, to coaches, players, of kind of an itinerary. Sure. Here's what we're going to do at from 2:30 to 3.
Right.
And such like that, because I think that's the only way to really keep things organized and be productive.
And also, I think you'll also have to bear in mind, too, that, you know what, the plan today may not be the plan tomorrow, because, again, we've seen that in all facets of life, but at the same point, you may just go, you know what, we tried it that way this week, and we learned that this was a major pain, or it was less productive than we would have liked. So we may have to adapt and try something different for week two, because, you know, again, as this stretches out, the thing is, you'll have to try to kind of each day evaluate things and go, okay, how is this working? How is this not working? And maybe you stumble onto something right off the bat, and you just go, hey, We found this out. We liked it, and we stuck with it. And you hope that that's the case now. Right. But don't be surprised if by the end of these, you know, these 14 days or whatever, you look at it and go, "Hey, we had 14 different plans." Because sometimes that's going to happen. So, you know, who knows how that's going
to
play out?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would venture to guess, just having work. Well, I work in the JC Schools District at Lewis and Clark Middle School. You know, we're exposed to so many different technologies. And these coaches are teachers within the district. Sure. So they have all the technology available to them. So they have that at their use. They should be able to, you know, relay that information to kids so they can understand it better. So there really shouldn't be any excuse technologically. It's just organizationally.
Yeah.
How do you get 80 kids organized every single day while they're balancing schoolwork and while they're, you know, while some are sick and others are injured? Mm-hmm. It's just, it can almost be like herding cats, quite honestly, to a point.
Yep, and I think it will bear noting that, you know what, we'll do another one of these next week, even though we won't have a game, because I think if nothing else, we'll have a week where we can, you know, we'll have you check in with Coach Shelley and go, the simple question was just to be, how's it going? Because I think it's going to be just a matter of, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And so I think it's going to be one of those things where, you know, it will be interesting to see. And maybe, be, you know, it's like a lot of things. Hopefully you stumble upon something that works for you. May not work for everybody else, but if you can find something that works for you, then that's great. And I think that's going to be interesting. And again, we'll just follow up and we'll see how that plays out and see, you know, how you can kind of maybe, you know, at least kind of keep everyone's attention. And again, I think that the one good thing is you do have that carrot dangling out there to have them chase after, because you just look at it and go, okay, we still got two more games. Good Lord willing, we can get this done if we take care of things and we do things the right way. And if we take care of our business, we'll get back on the field and then we'll get those two regular season games to finish out the regular season. If we get to that point, then let's be ready for them.
Yeah, and you almost wonder, just from me looking outside, you wonder if maybe this week, the Smith-Cotton week, is more about just focusing on family, focusing on health, kind of taking a step back a little way, a step back from football, whereas next week might be a week where we see a little more hands-on work with the coaches' staff, just game planning for Kirksville. And that might really stand to benefit against a team like Kirksville, because Capital City will have had much more time to game plan for Kirksville than Kirksville will have to game plan for Capital City, quite honestly.
All right. Well, that should do it for this week. For Adam Feiner, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune. and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following MT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.